been caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby.
Good morning, 7:39 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us here in studio, we have Chip Simmons, the Escambia County Sheriff. Sheriff, welcome back, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm great, great. We've been talking all day about you.
So it's good morning. Is that what you're telling
yeah,
me?
Yeah, it is. We're talking about the Real-Time Crime Center.
Okay.
Capabilities are amazing. Posted a video for it, shared on our Facebook page. You can see for yourself. We've been talking about it all morning. And this was your baby. Like, you brought this back from New York as an idea, right? Wasn't it you? Or was it one of your other deputies? I may have miscredited.
No, I brought it back. I'm not sure about it. It was not from New York. New York has something similar, yes. But there's a lot of other agencies that have and still have a real-time crime center. So I don't know if I would say it was from New York.
Okay. I thought Andy had said that, but I may have misheard it. But basically, this gives you, in real time, as the name implies, the ability to look into any available camera, whether it's on a drone or, I presume, in the future, even on a body camera, although that capability is not there yet. But, you know, if a business is signed up, or if Lamar Billboards, or if a school or a park or wherever there is an available, or from your little trailers, you know, that you pop up the post
right,
on.
Mobile trailers.
Yeah, you have the ability to look at a camera and see what's going on and relay that information in real time to your deputies who are responding, right?
That's correct. And it's always a work in progress, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've seen, and I guess you posted videos of what it looks like right now, but mm-hmm. we continue to upgrade and we continue to add to it. You saw, as I would imagine, like Pensacola Beach, for instance, you saw phase one. There's some cameras on the boardwalk area, but we're actively working on phase two, which is going to be more cameras on the Casino Beach parking lot area. Mm-hmm. I just want to remind people, these are public areas. These are on roadways. Mm-hmm. There are some businesses that have signed up, but again, these are the cameras that are facing the roadway. We do not have access, real-time access to individuals' cameras. Like if Andrew McKay, I want to be a part of this program. Yeah, we don't have access to your cameras. If we have an incident in your area, we'll send you an email and you can look at your cameras yourself and decide whether you want to share that with us or not. So it is real time with regards to the cameras that we have on fixed sites and intersections and public areas and in the beach, some in Montclair. We do have some cameras that we can see real time, but we don't see the residential cameras in real time.
And it's important to note that it's voluntary to participate in even getting that email. But correct. It used to be, you know, what you used to have to do is send a sheriff's deputy out and canvass the neighborhood and look in the eaves of all the houses and see who's got, or ring, you know, doorbell and see who's got cameras. Knock, knock. Hey, we're trying to solve a crime. Would it be possible for you to look at your camera? You know,
we used to go to a neighbor's house and with a notepad and say, have you seen anything suspicious?
Yeah.
And now that we, you know, then we started looking at the people that had the cameras, because you can see in, mm-hmm. in many cases that people have security cameras right. in their area or businesses. If you recall the Naomi Jones case, we went to a business in the area and we were able to see the car that the suspect took to the area to discard the body. And so that's, again, that was years ago. So we're even more capable than we were back then.
And it's interesting because, you know, over the years, as your capabilities develop and progress, I know you guys have always been cautious about telling the public some of this stuff because you don't want the criminals to know what you're able to do, just like you don't reveal sources and methods, and just like, you know, right. the CIA and the NSA don't tell everybody what they're capable, because you don't want the bad guys to know what you can do. But I remember with Naomi Jones particularly, I was talking to Andy Hobbs about this, that you know, I was asking him, well, what about this business over here and these cameras over here? And he's like, we're working on it. You know, which was and I always want to put mission first. I always want to protect your ability to do your job. But I remember at the time thinking, okay, yeah, you know, this is the point. We're using these resources and we're good at this.
Well, we've been pretty open with our capabilities in the Real-Time Crime Center. We've given tours, as you know, because our hope now is that it acts as a deterrent that people mm-hmm. will stop committing crimes, obviously, and stop being bad guys. And so we don't have to use the cameras. There is an element of secrecy during an active investigation. So we may not put pictures of suspects. We may not even identify the people that we have interest in until we have the need to.
Right.
But we're talking about the cameras. And I mean, again, it's no secret that we have cameras out there. We have nothing to hide. We have cameras
right.
in certain locations, and we want people to know that these are on roadways. And if you're driving a stolen car, that tag might ping on to one of our deputies in the area. We might try to get you stopped.
And it's, I mean, as you've mentioned, it's places where a deputy would be perfectly justified in standing with eyeballs or, you know, binoculars or whatever, doing surveillance because it's where law enforcement can go. It's a public area.
It's where anyone can go. It's where the media can go. It's where anyone can go.
Right. I do want to ask, though, because we brought it up a couple times. You're a big believer in freedom. You're a big believer in individual rights, in the Constitution, in personal privacy. You love America. I mean, all the things, you know.
I do love America.
Yeah, you do. He really does. So how do you as an agency balance the value, high value of all of this technology against the concern that, well, eventually too much technology means less personal freedom, less individual rights, and the ability of a government in the wrong hands to take advantage of people and kind of take away what makes America special in that regard? How do you think about that?
Well, we certainly have no intention of restricting anyone's freedom. I don't see where cameras on the roadways, which again is not a right, it's a privilege to drive in a roadway, so you have to have a license, and you have to have your car registered. So there's no freedom being taken away in this scenario. I can simply tell you that these are in public areas, as you just mentioned. It's an area where everyone is free to go. You're free to go. Media is free to go. I'm free to go. And law enforcement officer is free to patrol, right? And we have in-car cameras and we have body cameras. Almost everyone now has security cameras in their store or in their residence. So again, I don't see the, you know, someone claiming that their freedom was taken away when this is a privilege to be on the roadway in the first place.
And I think one of the things Andy told me when we were there is you only keep records for 30 days unless they are something that is important to a case. So everything gets deleted.
It automatically gets deleted, yeah. Right. It gets written over after 30 days.
Whether that's from a protecting people's privacy or from a, you know, how much data we'd have to be storing if we kept all the video for 2 years or something like that. So is your phone's dinging? You going to get to stay with us for a minute?
Yeah, no. It was just reminding that the cameras are exempt from public records.
Oh, okay. So, very good. Good note. Thank you. Armed robbery last night. Fairfield and W Street, raceway.
I just got the email a little bit ago about we had an armed robbery male with a handgun. Asked for money, and then he fled in the area. So that's all we have right now. And it was at the raceway, as you just mentioned, on W and Fairfield. And so if anyone has information on who might have committed this crime, let us know. And I can imagine that our real-time crime center is actively looking to see if there's any cameras in that particular area. We obviously are going to use whatever surveillance camera they may have had at the raceway itself and put together as big a piece as we can and see if we can catch the bad guy.
And this was actually in the store of the store was the robbery, or this
the store itself.
Okay. We also had several other incidents. You know, last week was the week before last was kind of quiet, so this week, you know, sort of making up for it, unfortunately. But let's see, we had a 48-year-old Quincy Hollins, who was wanted for domestic violence, attempted homicide after a shooting outside the McDonald's on Mobile Highway. But you guys have arrested him, or Santa Rosa, is that what happened?
Yeah, he was located in Santa Rosa County. We certainly appreciate their assistance. We did arrest him. He fired a single shot into the car that his, I guess, ex-girlfriend was driving, or current girlfriend. I'm assuming now it's ex. and then he fled the scene. But again, we were assisted by Santa Rosa County. We ended up putting him in jail, charged him with attempted homicide.
Okay. We also had a pretty significant SWAT operation. I think it was Wednesday in Ferry Pass. This is a weird story. There's a lot of weird stuff going on in this story.
Yeah. Well, it started weird. We got a call that a guy was acting a bit erratic, and he was swinging a bat and damaging the stop sign. So clearly they're going to call law enforcement. When we get there, it's evident to us that he's going through some sort of a crisis of some sort. So we try to talk to him. We don't jump him or anything like that. And then ultimately he ends up getting, after threatening the deputy, the first initial deputy that arrived there, ended up going, you know, retreating back to his house. And then because we had aggravated assault with a bat on the deputy, and then obviously whatever he did to the stop sign. But
he used a bat on the deputy. Okay.
No, he had the bat in his hand, and he was threatening the deputy.
I see. Okay.
Threat. He did not strike the deputy, no. But it is a felony. Aggravated assault is a felony. And so we got a warrant for him and then called a SWAT team out because, again, we needed to make contact with him. Ultimately, we were able to talk him into stepping outside, and then we were able to use a non-lethal round to subdue him and then take him to the county jail where he can be further evaluated.
And this was the one where he was is he the one that was shooting fireworks at you guys?
Yes. Yeah, he was shooting fireworks at us.
Like bottle rockets, Roman candles? I mean,
I don't know what kind, but I'm assuming it was a bottle rocket type.
Okay.
Firework.
All right. All right. Well, once again, I'm glad everybody's safe and apprehended.
And that's the important part, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It was a successful resolution for us is that an individual gets what they need. Sometimes mm-hmm. they need to go to jail. Sometimes they need services. Sometimes they need counseling. And they can get all of those things.
And I'm guessing that your deputies didn't wake up that morning thinking they were going to get Roman candle shot at them that afternoon or whatever. That was probably not on the bingo card for that day. But you never know. Things happen every day.
I tell people when they talk about becoming deputies or law enforcement officers, I tell you it's a first-class ticket to the greatest show on earth. That's what you get. Because it's always something different, right?
Yeah.
You cannot possibly train for every scenario that we engage in.
If you want boring, go elsewhere. I've talked to some of the deputies, and sometimes they get recruited to other agencies, and then they regret it because nothing happening. They're just pulling people over and giving them tickets. Woohoo!
Well, it's if you want a career in law enforcement, in true law enforcement, you want to be able to help as much as you possibly can. Then go to a bigger city, go to a more active community, mm-hmm. and that's why I chose a larger agency or middle-sized agency.
Yeah, yeah.
We respond at the Escambia County Sheriff's Office to nearly 300,000 calls a year.
That's one per person, by the way, because we've got 330,000 people in the county. That's an enormous number of call volume.
Well, there are some people that hog up
frequent
calls.
Yeah, multiple times. We also had a Henry Shoemaker, I think, was arrested after fatally stabbing a man during an argument in Moreno Court.
Yeah, this was a fight or a disturbance over wine. And I don't know exactly, I don't know if it was who drank the wine, whose wine it was initially, or what happened, but it started with a fight over wine and ended up in a stabbing. Unfortunately, the victim passed away, and we ended up charging Mr. Shoemaker with homicide.
Mm. And again, solve the crime and have him arrested. So that's good. Terrible incident, though. You also had, this is just kind of a weird one, and it's more notable because the person who got arrested is full of face tats, funny-looking guy. But he was riding in the back seat when his friend was driving with the high beams on. That got him pulled over, and then what happened?
Well, you can't, if you got your high beams on, either they're incorrectly positioned or they're on, mm-hmm. And that can affect an individual driving in the opposite direction, driving towards that car. So our deputy stopped the car, and then we had a canine search alerted. And then ultimately we end up finding where he was sitting, where he was positioned, a bag that contained drugs, methamphetamines, and a gun, and ended up putting him in jail.
Okay.
I'll be honest, I didn't see the picture of him.
Oh, it's something. It's something. I don't know what else to tell you. And also, I think that's kind of all the incidents, big, major incidents. But I did want to note, actually, John Pickens is the one who picked up on this, that you have a brand new piece of jewelry.
Well, jewelry, yeah.
I mean, it's an adornment.
Well, yeah. We have, as 2026 is the 250th birthday of the United States. You mentioned I love my country.
I do love my country.
And so we have basically purchased for the deputies. Deputies can buy them themselves, but we purchased them.
Made them available.
Made them available for the deputies. And it is to commemorate 250 years. It's got the two flags on it, the original flag of the United States and the current flag of the United States. And you'll see those probably on some of the deputies that choose to purchase those. They weren't purchased with general fund dollars, but deputies do have an opportunity to purchase them. If they purchase them, they can wear them for this year.
And I'm looking at it here. It's a flag on both sides, U.S. flag on both sides. It's the star with the Escambia County logo in Florida in the middle. It's a very nice badge. Hey, John, turn his turn our mics off for just a second here.
Badges. We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
But you can purchase if you're a deputy, the 250.
I just do need to make sure that people understand the foundation purchased them. Escambia County Sheriff Foundation purchased them. And then they are offering them to the deputies. They already ordered them, actually, at cost. So no one's making money off of this. It is just basically our way of saying we appreciate 200 years of being the greatest country this world has ever known. And this is our way of kind of displaying that. So, yeah, you can see we'll probably put a post
they're very,
out today.
I mean, I'm telling you, people are going to notice. They're very cool.
Again, it's got the old John flag, wants the new three. Flag. It's got the little Minuteman in it. It's good stuff. It's good stuff.
Can a civilian buy them?
We're offering them to our deputies.
Mm-hmm. That's a nice way of saying
employees.
No. Okay, yeah, all right, fair enough.
All right. Again, that cost no general fund dollars. Thank you to the foundation for coming up.
Because I guarantee you John
with.
Wants one. John is going to sneak up in somebody's locker at the gym. He's going to go rifling through somebody's guy. He's going to try to. John, am I giving away too many of your tactics already?
Yes, stop.
Okay, sorry about that.
Okay.
Sheriff Simmons, as always, thank you for the time. Thanks for, I said it, and I was dead serious about it. You love the country, you love this area, you love Pensacola, Escambia County, the people here serving them, and, it's kind of weird. You know, people really... Andy Hobbs is bragging about you a lot, but everybody that I know has the same attitude. You know, they're just very, very grateful that you're the sheriff. So thank you for what you do.
I love my country, and yeah. I love my county, and I'm certainly proud to be the sheriff of Escambia County.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks so much.